hardest part is the image. You're not going to find that image here. You're not going to find it working it here. You got to be clothed in it from above. There's an image. Some words for your life. And he says you'd be changed into the same image from glory to glory. You have to be with him in that place. Sometimes he sends his word to you to take those words back to him and conform to the image of those words in his presence. By holding those words in your heart, you conform to the image, shifting of the image from lion to lamb, from lamb to lion. The lion and the lamb will both run. The lamb and the lion. The king and the priest. You clothe us in your majesty, Lord. You got to move into him for this. It says grow up into him in all things. This kind of image will not come down to you. And this grace has been sent to come up. We enter into him and grow up into the fullness of the stature. That means something different to everyone in accordance to the revelation they're walking in. But when the word reveals an entire aspect of the Lord, whether it's dealing with him as priest or dealing with him as king, when the word shows you who he is, it's showing you who you are. Because you're joint heir with him. He will require that you believe that. Your unworthiness will surface. Your misappropriated identity will surface. Insecurities will surface. Everything in you that doesn't believe it will surface when you start endeavoring to believe it. And that's what he's shifting. The image. But the power to shift that image is where he is. Just as you practice the awareness of the door, you practice the awareness of sitting with him in the garden of rest. You practice the awareness of union. All of these things are done as sons. Now you have to practice the awareness of being a king. That's not an easy shift. We easily see him as king. It's easy to say I'm a king, but when you dwell with him as a king, you have to dwell in that truth. And that truth is going to draw out all of the insecurity. It's going to draw out all the fallen image. Until it conquers it. Until you sit as a king. As a joint heir. You move into a place as a son that you're loved and you rest secure in him. See the progression of Benjamin. He's a son of the right hand. He rests. He's greatly beloved of his father. He's been brought into a wholesome relationship with his father. He loves and able to receive love. Conforming to the image of love. You'll never stop conforming to that image. But there's a level it comes to that causes you to be secure. You rest secure in him. You come into a rest with your emotions, your heart, your soul, your mind. He conquers your soul. He conquers the old man till it comes into harmony with him. Comes into rest. Comes into peace. All the ways of the kingdom are ways of peace, rest, and harmony. He does not work through agitation, not at these realms. And then he begins shielding you all the day long, all the inheritance of Benjamin. He shields and covers as you walk in the shield and the covering of God. But then, all that is sonship, preparing you for kingly role, your joint heir role with him. Then you set and you rest and dwell in the shoulders. The shoulders is the governmental place of God. It's where his government rests upon the shoulders. The key of David upon the shoulders. That's the governmental position. You shift from sons to joint heirs. When you move into the shoulders, you move in to joint heirship with him. You sit in a position of joint heirship. It is there that you will rule and reign with him. It is there you'll receive the keys and the crown. It is there you make that shift. It's a progression that we move into with him. It's where he crowns and clothes us in royalty. We're royal heirs of the Father, a royal priesthood. It'll take your priest in you to get to where the king is. Did you hear? It'll take the priest in you to get to where the king is. It'll take the priest that seeks the Lord, that knows the Lord, that moves in the Lord. Sonship. Priesthood, kingship, a royal priesthood is what he wants. A royal priest is who he is. A royal priest is who we are. We are royalty. We are a priest that sit in a king's throne. We are enthroned as joint heirs. We are enthroned with you, Lord. Buried with you in baptism. Raised all the way up with you. Raised all the way up. Hebrews said he was made a little lower than the angels. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man. He was speaking both to man and to the Son of Man, Christ. Made lower than the angels. At his birth, he was not lower than the angels. When he walked, let all the angels worship him. When he walked in his mantle, he was not lower than the angels. But the suffering of death, was made lower than the angels. And then the Father raised him all the way up to the crown. So he crowned him with glory and honor, raised him through sonship, raised him up to be a high priest and raised him up as his appointed heir to wear his crown. And all that the Father has, he gave to Christ in that crown. He was raised to fullness of sonship, fullness of high priest and the apostle and high priest. And then he was raised as the king. The whole time, now this is the part you've got to see. You were with him. You were buried with him in the lowest parts. Your old man was separated from you as by a two-edged sword that can cut asunder. It's the only thing that can divide it. The untransformed parts of your soul have been legally buried with him to the lowest places. It can be appropriated by faith in the surrender of your old man to the cross, to the crucifixion, to the two-edged sword, for burial and for baptism. It's a legal place of separation. And your new man was raised up from that place, created in a new image, a new creation. It was raised into a bona fide son of royalty, by blood, born into royalty. You were made an heir in that ascension. You were made a priest with a function and a calling in that ascension. And you were made a king in that ascension. Join heirship, co-equal with him. As his role, he's not ashamed to call you a brother that sits with him as a joint heir. To every place you see, you acclimate to that. To every place you see, you're aware, and your faith appropriates that position. Some are still appropriating their position as sons. Still don't know the Father loves them. Some appropriating their position as priest. And then now we appropriate our position as kings. All been given by inheritance. All been given by grace. It's through faith, it's through grace, and it's through the revelation of his word that you move into these realms. There's nothing else there. Unworthiness will block you every time. Insecurity and fear will block you. You have to overcome how you see yourself within. He does not vary on how he sees you. We saw that with a prodigal running around with prostitutes. With riotous living, the father never varied. He saw him as an heir. The moment he stepped towards the father reclothed him as an heir. The best robe of royalty. The father does not vary in the way he sees you. Only you vary. The devil wants to make sure you never see that place. You cannot acclimate to a place that you cannot see. And it's very easy to lose the image before it's appropriated. The enemy will fight. That's why you got to rise above his system. You cannot find the image of Christ in this system of the world. Is found dwelling in him, beholding him as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. You behold him in his word, and you behold him through awareness. Now I want you to hear this. He was buried, he was raised, but then he was crowned with glory and honor. You were already crowned in him. You went with him. You were buried with him. You were raised all the way to the crown. Those who find the crown will rule and reign. Then, he said, he set them to have dominion over the works of his hands after the crown. We're trying to operate in dominion before the crown. How can prodigal son operate in dominion and he does not know who he is? The elder son cannot operate in dominion because he did not dwell in the Father's throne. He didn't know the Father. He just dwelt in the perimeter of his house. We cannot live in God's house of our life. We have to live in his throne and assume the image of it. This is what he's saying. I found a magazine in our house the other day. Talking about Brother Lawrence. He was a former century, but he practiced the presence of the Lord. They had an article about him. One of the things he said, he became so effective. He said, you have to give your attention to him. And he goes, there's parts of you that will break the fellowship with a simple thought of the world will pull you out. And he thought to himself when he was practicing, why would I let the world, the things of this world, break fellowship with God? When you're practicing awareness, the better you get, the more discipline you get, you'll sink into him. Your mind, your heart, your will, everything is into Him. Every once in a while, something will draw you out. When you see that and you catch yourself, you pull right back into Him and said, I will not allow something from the world to break communion. Communion with God is fixation. It's awareness. It's acknowledging. It's constant focus. The Spirit takes over. It's speaking, releasing, and focusing and seeing. A state of seeing and saying that's manifesting the image of Christ. The better you get, the higher you will go. You can grow up into Him in all things. His image, the kings must come forth in this hour. To wear the crown, He has to forge the image of a king in you. It's to forge that. You're not going to find that in the earth. That image cannot be found here. It will be found only in Him. This is our call, our quest. To leave all imitation and to grow up into the unlimited God. To grow up into Him in all things. You cover us, Lord. You clothe us. You're constantly lifting us up, moving us to kingship, moving us to joint heir king. We can wear the crown of the Church of Philadelphia. We will do exploits with that crown. You make us to have dominion over the works of your hands with that crown. If you want to win the battle of focus, learn the place of rest. You can go right through the door. First you've got to learn the door, but then go to the garden where He's your shepherd. Where there's still waters, where you lie down, you surrender control. Where you enter into His rest. Where you take His yoke upon you. When you learn that place of rest, the awareness, the peace, the harmony, and the rest will start settling in to your spirit, to your soul. It'll settle into your body. It'll settle into your mind. From that position, don't go try to practice the awareness of being a king until you have rest. You can't move in those higher realms without His rest. That's why in that image, the rest is right past the throne of grace. Certain things you exchange in the throne of grace. In the throne of grace, really the rest is another place in the throne of grace. There's an exchange of your old man. You learn to exchange there. You lie down in the green pastures. You relinquish control. You take off works, anxiety. You take off the anxieties of the world system, the unrest of the world system. Constantly being fixated in that place, drinking of the still waters. Taking upon you the yoke of rest, the mantle of rest. Ceasing from your own labors of anxiety, restlessness. I like to say it like this. I'm found in Him, not having mine own works, not having fear that's producing anxiety. Be still and know that I am God. It's in the stillness. Or lie down in the still green pastures. I can take you there right now. You should go right into the garden, Lord. You are our shepherd. He always stands in the same place. He's so resolved there. He's so calm. His rod and His staff is comforting me. I shall not want. I shall not be driven. I shall not have anxiety. In the power of your death, I surrender those things, Lord. to be buried. I take off the old man of anxiety. I take off the old man of restlessness. Grant me, Lord, your rest to still my heart and my mind. Grant me the kind of rest that brings me to stillness in you. Clothe me in stillness. Clothe me in the harmony that governs your whole kingdom. I lie down with you in the green pastures. I'm not afraid, Lord. You're watching over me. You're standing guard over me. I don't have to be in control here, for you are in control. I surrender all control. All the things that are concerning me, I surrender them. You're perfecting them. I let go of all things that concern me right now. All the agitation, I let go. All the storms, I leave them. I leave the world. I leave the system. In the world, there's tribulation, but in you, there's peace. I lie down in the garden of your peace. I love this place in you, Lord. I drink of the still waters, my heart, my mind, my will, all still, not wrestling with you anymore. Just take that mantle of stillness. My flesh has been brought to stillness. I wear your peace now. I wear your rest. I wear harmony now. I'm in harmony with you. I've come out from among them. I'm in harmony. You hide me in the pavilion of your rest. You hide me in your deep peace. Peace is now the governor of my heart and my mind. Peace is governing. Peace is governing all things. Peace is governing every decision. Oh, I'm just at rest, Lord. You keep us in perfect peace. Our heart and our mind has stayed continuously upon you. We're not wandering away. We're not breaking communion. We're dwelling in you. In the beautiful garden, take your yoke, Lord. I receive the yoke. Yoke that's easy. You're making everything easy now. I hear the Lord saying, if you wear this yoke, you'll find your life beginning to be more easy. You'll find a lot of your struggles will disappear. You'll go after this yoke that's easy. It's a burden that's light. It's your inheritance. I've already won this battle, saith the Lord. I'm not asking you to fight. I'm asking you to rest. I've already won this place for you. This is your inheritance. It's your place. With me. A place that has no busyness. It's a place where you can let go. It's a place that I am in full control, saith the Lord. I'm governing all things for you here. It's a place that I watch over you. It's a place you don't have to struggle. It's a place where I cover you. You're safe. You're safe in my garden. I will now allow evil in this place. will not allow the world or its systems here. This is your place. With me, saith the Lord, my rod will comfort you, my staff will comfort you. Receive this rest, this place that's always there for you, always. Lose yourself here. Lose self. 12. Abide. Remain. Sit down. Let go. Let go. Now receive my yoke. Receive my mantle. You can move freely in the kingdom with this. You can move freely with this mantle of rest. You'll find it easy to walk with me, with this rest. Receive the yoke, the burden that is light. Now, so we were just doing that. How many of you moved into that garden? That's the one you want to get in first. That one will open everything else up. Let you freely move. Glory to God. I want to sit with him in his throne. That's what I'm after. But I love his rest more than anything, Lord. More than anything, I love your rest. Thank you for all you're teaching us. So different. Oh, how your people need to hear these things, Lord. They need to hear it. They don't know. They should know this level. But your people all over the earth, they don't know. They need to hear these words, Lord. They need to learn of this place. I want to share something with you. This will help you. How many of you felt that garden so real? The reason of that, because you were being transported. Now that image is from the Word. Now the more you practice the awareness, that image of that garden, that place of rest, the mantle of rest, those words are not just words, they're living. And what they do, now get this, this is huge. The more you practice the awareness, the more that image gets planted within you. It gets ingrained within you, forged within you. The less you practice, that image will be taken from you. And when it's taken from you, you can't move into it so freely because there's nothing to move into. You're trying to move into something that's blanked out. The more you practice awareness, what it does, it opens that realm of the kingdom that was hidden. It now becomes light. And so if you're doing it every day, you're moving into an image that keeps growing. And it's so growing that it's a reality. You all got transported there. You see the reality of it. Now, if you don't practice that, you'll lose the reality. The more you practice it, the greater that image is not just an image, it's a real place. It's a very real spiritual place. But it has to grow inside of you. And as it grows, you can just go there because it's just there. It's so easy to walk into that place. With a choice, you can walk in there because that image has been developed. And now the garden that was hidden, it's all part of the kingdom within you. It was hidden, has now come to light. Now you can walk in something that was hidden. It's no longer hidden to you. It's reality. That's how every one of these levels work. They work through awareness of spiritual truth that's become revelation, and you practice the revelation, and through the awareness and the communion, it's really communion is what it is. It's a type of meditation, communion, awareness. That realm opens and you get acclimated to it, conformed to it, the image of it. That's what I'm practicing right now in Joint Heirship. But it's the same principle. It's just practicing a different place. I want Joint Heirship to be as vivid as that garden. And it can't be that vivid if I don't practice it. The more I practice, the more it starts painting. It's like every time you do it, the Holy Spirit starts painting an invisible realm on the canvas of your spirit. He's painting that garden. He's painting that throne. He's painting your position. So every time you go there, it's a bit clearer picture. It's easier to move into. Then it becomes reality. Then it's this chair you sit down into, a throne. And then that realm starts becoming a part of you. And the rest takes over your life, see. And things that were keeping you out don't have any power anymore because that image is grown past. But that is a major key. That's why you want to practice. When you first practice awareness, there's nothing there. You're practicing. It's like you gotta plow. As you keep plowing, let's just keep plowing. Then things start opening, see. Then it gets greater. Then you freely move. Don't wait till Jesus comes back to practice this. You're missing who you are. God's offering us all a lot to move in these realms. Isn't that good?